Welcome to the Sermon Podcast of Christian author and speaker, Troy Black. We're praying that, as you listen, God will reveal His love, grace, and truth to you in a deeper way. After listening, don't forget to connect with Troy on YouTube and Facebook. May this message from Troy inspire you in your walk with Christ.
Hey y'all, this is Troy Black and I've got an awesome guest with me today that I'm going to be talking with. Obviously we're not in the same room together, but we are together in spirit, and this is Derek Hertz and his YouTube channel. I'm going to let him tell you about it in a second, but he's got an awesome YouTube channel as well, and we're going to be talking about this topic that I feel like the Lord put on my heart recently, which is dealing with emotional hurt and dealing with pains from the past. And the reason I believe God wants to talk about this is because I believe that there's a lot of us believers and unbelievers as well that God wants to come into the fold who are dealing with past issues, especially emotional wounds and hurts and pains that have, in a sense, stopped us from being able to move forward with the things that God is calling us into and with the plan that He has for our life. So Derek, I'm going to let you introduce yourself real quick, but also I just want you to start to kind of share with us what the Lord has put on your heart about this topic. And so I'm going to let you take it from there.
Awesome. So I'm Derek Hertz, and my channel is Hertz Life. Basically, the concept of my channel is just discovering our identity and security in God and really understanding how the grace message interacts with our identity in Christ. And so they're just short, like some of them are 2 minutes long, some of them are 12 minutes long, but just goofy videos to kind of help us discover our identity in God. Obviously, this topic is super heavy on my heart, and my channel is kind of surrounded and built around that topic. So when I was in a lot of darkness, I just remember thinking I was in the most hopeless state of all hopelessnesses. I don't even know if that's a word, but I'm using it. And
we'll go with that. I make up words all the time. So.
Yeah, right? So I was in that state, and I just didn't think there was a way out. And I remember crying out to God, and He started to show me the grace message, and He started to show me how to do inner healing in Him. And I realized that it's a lot easier than what I thought it would be. And every day I experienced a little more freedom, more and more freedom each day. And so, yeah, I'm super passionate about it. And actually, recently I was praying about a hurt that I had been experiencing. And it was from way back in the day when my dad divorced my mom. And so they were good parents, and they were like, hey, it's not your fault. You know, this doesn't have anything to do with you. It's just us, you know? And as a kid, I didn't quite understand that. And so when I was praying about it, I saw this image of myself, and I was walking with a leg that had been broken in three parts. And it hadn't healed up, so it was severely wounded. And I just remember looking at it and saying, you know, what is that hurt? What are those three breaks? And God started to show me that what those breaks were, and that when my dad left, I thought I wasn't desirable enough wanted. And if I had been more desirable, then He would have wanted me, and He would have stayed, and I wouldn't have been abandoned. And so those three things were the breaks in my leg. And then I started to realize that there was a crutch under my arm while I was praying about it. And the crutch represented like the ways that I coped with those breaks, because you can't walk on a leg that's broken in three spots and still wounded. And so, So I realized that those breaks were things like perfectionism. If I can be perfect enough, then I'll be desirable and I'll be wanted. Envy, or desiring to be somebody else and fantasizing that I am somebody else. I can pretend to be somebody else and not myself to escape from this body. And so all sorts of things like that, comparison, all that kind of stuff built up this crutch that I had under my arm. I started to realize how that break had affected me and how I decided to use counterfeit comforts to deal with it. And the Lord wants to be my comforter. He doesn't want me to have counterfeit comforts. He's the great comforter. And so I started to turn to Him and say, okay, God, I want You to be my comforter. And I also spoke over myself and I said, Derek, it's totally understandable that you have these crutches because you have a wounded leg, and nobody would expect you to walk on a wounded leg without some type of crutch, but the Holy Spirit wants to be your crutch. Yeah, and the Holy Spirit wants to be your crutch, and he wants to heal your broken leg.
Yeah, no, I love that. That's what you just said stood out to me. So I don't know. It's so on point with like what I've experienced with the Holy Spirit. Is like you would expect the Holy Spirit to kind of address the issues in your heart a certain way based on how other people have tried to address those issues, and yet every single time when he starts to speak into our lives and into our hearts and even speak about things that, you know, we've done that maybe we shouldn't have done or ways we shouldn't have responded, he's so gentle about it is what I found. He's so comforting, even when he's speaking the truth to us, you know, like he's so willing to, I don't know if this is the best way to say it, but get down in the mud with us, you know, where we are. And I just love that about him. But yeah, sorry, I kind of cut you off.
You're good. Definitely. I mean, the way he speaks to us in that hurt, it's this unconditional love. There's no conditions attached to it. He just loves us and wants to love us back into the realization of who he is and who we are in him. And so I was talking to a friend a couple weeks later, and they started talking to me about this thing called the lack lie. And it just kind of brought it all together for me.
Okay, so go ahead and explain to us what the lack lie is, because I've never heard that phrase before.
Yeah. So the lack lie is this lie that the enemy's had since the beginning. And it's just from the beginning, he convinced Adam and Eve, he convinced Eve that she was lacking and she needed something. She was missing something. And so she partook of the knowledge of good and evil and took that fruit. And obviously death and decay and all that stuff happened after that. But he's playing the same trick on us today.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely. So he's playing that same trick on us today. And it comes in a couple forms. One is it attacks any core belief that we have about ourselves is pretty much a lack lie. So that would be like, I'm all alone. I'm lacking companionship. I'm abandoned. I'm lacking security. I'm worthless or little or no value. I'm lacking value. Or I'm not good enough. I'm lacking, you know, what I need to be who I need to be. And so all those beliefs that we have about ourselves, the negative ones, are lack lies. And so what I realized, though, is that in Christ, we are complete. And one of the biggest lack lies that he has for us is that we are not complete in Christ. We are not holy. We are not good enough. And that we're even in this process of trying to restore our emotions to come in line with Christ, a lot of times we can come at it and say, I haven't arrived. I'm trying to arrive. But that's not the way God set this up. When he died on the cross, he put his spirit inside of us that said we are complete in Christ. That's Colossians 2:10. And so we're already a completed work. So we're not trying to become something. We're trying to realize what we have already become in him.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so it takes the...
That's really good news.
Right? So it takes the striving out of this process of sanctification and becoming like Christ, because we've already become like Christ. We're just, our soul is playing catch up. And so when I say our soul's
playing... That's amazing. I was actually reading, I think it's in the book of Acts, I'm pretty sure. I could be very wrong about that. but I was reading last night about this verse that talks about how we receive sanctification through faith. Yeah. And that's something that, you know, I didn't understand for a long time. You know, I thought sanctification is a big word. If you don't know what that means, it's basically like the process of the Lord changing us and making us look more like Christ and the way that we were originally intended to be. And for a long time, I thought, you know, and Derek, I'm not explaining that to you, but in case there's someone listening right now that's never heard that word before. Yeah, but for a long time, I thought that was a process that was mostly based in our efforts or in my work, you know, to get there. Like I had to sanctify myself. And that's something the Lord's been showing me the last several years is that sanctification, that process of us being changed into an image of Christ is actually based on faith. It's actually based on us believing that God is actually going to do what he said he's going to do and not, you know, not based on us trying really hard to do what we cannot do. Definitely. Which is, it's a really different thing.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I need that reminder every day.
I know, so do I.
Yeah. And the thing is that our soul is our mind, our will, and our emotions. That's what our soul's made up of. And my soul doesn't define who I am. I'm more than my emotions. I'm more than my thoughts and my choices. I'm so much more than that. And my righteousness isn't found in that. My righteousness is found in the Spirit. It's found in Christ who lives in me, the Holy Spirit who lives in me. And so I'm already been made like Christ. But my soul is just playing catch up into discovering who I already am in Him. And so this is the process.
That's so awesome. Can you, like, I know this is weird, but can you say that again? Because I honestly believe, like, no joke, the spiritual truth you're talking about right now, I believe that most of the time when this is said, the devil is able to come right back in and steal that away.
Yeah.
Because for a long time, I heard that, you know, when I would read the Bible and I'd see that, I'm already made a new creature in Christ. I've already been perfected in Christ. I'm already completely redeemed in Christ, in my spirit, man. I'm like Christ, and I would read that, and immediately this thought would pop up and say, "No, you're not." You know, like, "No, you're not."
yeah, definitely. What I'm trying to say is that when I accepted Jesus into my life, when I received the Holy Spirit, He came in me, and when He's dwelling inside of us, all of my good and all of my bad went onto the cross. All of me went onto the cross, and I received all of Jesus. And so the only thing that is still here that's playing catch up is my soul. But my identity is not found in my soul. And so I'm not trying to become something. I'm trying to understand that I've already become something and walk in the freedom of it.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And so when I'm looking at these core beliefs and of I'm all alone, abandoned, and all that kind of stuff, I've had times where I've lost stuff. Like when my dad left, I lost something, but I wasn't lacking. Who I was wasn't a lacker. And I don't even know if that's a word, a lacker.
It
is now. I'm coining words. I'm real Shakespeare here. So who I am wasn't someone who lacked. And anything that was lacking in my life, I could look to the Holy Spirit to make up for it. And I think that's why Paul in Philippians 4 could say, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. I've learned to be joyful and rejoice in all seasons, whether I'm in lack or whether I'm in prosperity, like poverty or prosperity, like whatever it is, I am still prospering in my soul, in my spirit, because the Holy Spirit lives in me and I have an enormous resource to rely on. So I never have to lack even when circumstances are lacking. So when I look at that broken leg in that original image that I had while I was praying, I realized that I am not broken, but I've been believing a lie that I am broken. And because I'm believing this lie, it's like a phantom pain. You know, like when somebody gets their leg amputated and they have phantom pains, the lack isn't there. But I'm feeling like it's there because I've been told that it is, and I've received that in my soul. And so the lack lie, that broken leg, is a phantom pain. And once I realize that, I can just completely kind of push that aside. So when I'm thinking about this phantom pain and this broken leg and all that kind of stuff, I was thinking about the analogy that I've heard before about this elephant. And I don't know if it's a true story or just an analogy, but the thought is that there was a baby elephant, and when it was little, they tied a little string around its foot and then tied that string to a post. And it could only walk in this little circle. And then as it got bigger, they kept that same tiny piece of twine around its ankle. And it believed, in its full massive elephant strength, it believed that this little twine was holding it back and it limited itself. And so to me, that elephant is like us in Christ. We are fully equipped. We have all the strength. We've already arrived where we're supposed to arrive. But because we've been convinced of this lack lie, this little string, we've limited ourselves to walk in bondage and walk in the lack of freedom. And so, so it can really hold us back when we're not believing those things. And that's why it's so important to break those lack lies and receive the truth that the Holy Spirit has for us so we can experience the fullness of freedom and everything he bought for us on the cross.
This is Troy Black. I pray the Lord is speaking to you through this podcast. We'll get back to the message in a second, but I want to take a minute to tell you about how you can support this ministry. I'm able to create videos, books, podcasts, and other materials because of faithful supporters who value my content and who want to help me share the gospel with as many people as possible. All I ask is that you would pray about becoming a part of the work we're doing. Learn more by going to troyblackvideos.com. I hope you're blessed as you continue listening. So I have a question for you, Derek. You've really been pointing out the issue a lot here, you know, and I think not just those who are listening, but I myself, like while you're talking, honestly, the Lord's been bringing up some things to my mind, some issues from my past where I'm still listening to a lot, you know, about maybe who I am or about maybe what I can do in Christ, you know, and or about maybe how much of my own effort I have to put forth, you know, to fix this issue. So my question is, what are some things, like what maybe some practical ways or what are some things we can do to start implementing this, to start, you know, living out this freedom that we have in Christ?
I think for me, what I've learned is that the biggest battle is overcoming hesitations that I have about allowing the Holy Spirit to speak to me or allowing the Holy Spirit into those lies, into that hurt. And so somebody wounds us, like the thing that happened with my dad and divorce and all of that. And again, great father, great mom, like not their fault, but the enemy came in and twisted it and created this really hurtful lie that went through my whole life and even projected into my future of like, well, is my wife going to desire me? Am I going to be good enough to be wanted there? And so the biggest battle is allowing the Holy Spirit into those things. And so the way I picture it is like my soul is like a mansion with many rooms. And Jesus in John chapter 14, he said, in my Father's house, there are many mansions and I go to prepare a way for you. And so I don't
know
if that's
my favorite chapters.
Yeah, I love that chapter. I don't know if this is exactly how he meant it in that scripture, but I'm taking it that way just to help me process my own hurt. And so, so the many mansions thing, I picture myself as a mansion, a temple of the Holy Spirit, and my soul, again, my spirit man and all of who I am has been made right in Christ because the Holy Spirit lives in me. But my soul has all these rooms in it of different memories and different hurt and all that kind of stuff. And there's some rooms that I have and closets and stuff that I have closed the door. I've locked it and I've put a bunch of boards over the door. And I've said, Holy Spirit, you're not allowed in here. It hurts too much. Mm-hmm. And so there's hesitation for him touching those things and letting the light into those rooms. And so wow. I have to go through this process of breaking down those apprehensions. And for me, that looks like one way I can identify the apprehension is when I feel that wall come up in my heart. When I start talking about it and I ask him like to come and speak to it and it's like, nope, I don't want you there. So what I'll ask myself is, what would happen if I allowed God to speak to this? What would happen if I allowed him in? What would that, what am I afraid of there? And mm-hmm. a lot of times this lie comes up of, he's going to confirm that you're not desirable, or I've lived in this bondage for so long, I don't know what freedom would look like and if I would even want to live in freedom because I'm so used to this. And there's a bunch of different lies that there could be. I think I made a video about it one time. there are so many apprehensions that we can have against allowing the Holy Spirit in. And once we realize that and we talk to God about it and say, hey, is this true? What do you want me to know about it? That kind of stuff. He starts speaking to it. And a lot of those are theophostic questions, which is a prayer kind of pastoral counseling, prayer ministry sort of thing. And so when I start talking to
God
about it.
That's another big word that I will have trouble with.
So it's just like a prayer ministry type thing or like a pastoral counseling technique, kind of like sozo, that kind of thing. But when I talk to him about it, it's like he comes and he starts removing the boards in front of that door, or he speaks to me and I remove them really. I say, okay, mm-hmm. I don't need this board here blocking off this door. And then I can hand him the key or I can unlock that door and open it in. And sometimes I'll even ask him questions like, what's this door about? Or like, what is on that key? Like, what is this lock about? And so And so kind of ask him questions and pay attention to what he's saying to unlock that door and open it up. And once I open it up, I say, Holy Spirit. And if I'm feeling physical pain, like sometimes when I'm feeling emotions, I'll have like a pain in my heart or something, or like kind of that anxious pain in your chest. And so I'll put my hand on it and I'll say, you know, Holy Spirit, I release you into this room. You have full reign there. And I ask you to come in and rearrange it and make it look however you want it to look. Remodel it, God. And remove anything that shouldn't be there. Holy Spirit, I release your fire to burn up anything that's not of you. And anything that is of you, I know it's going to be refined like gold. It won't burn up. And so I just release the fire, the fire love of God to come into this room, and the light of God to come into this room and remove and burn anything that needs to be removed or burnt. And it's sometimes it's like this deliverance that just happens automatically. And then other times I'll have to ask God some questions and say, okay, you know, I'm believing I'm not good enough. Is that true? And what do you want me to know about it? And then I'll listen for his voice. What thoughts and images and Bible verses come to mind? Which kind of goes into what you're going to be talking about, hearing the voice of God. And so this next session here.
So Derek, for those of y'all who are watching, Derek's actually talking about another video that we're filming together. That's all about hearing the voice of God. So that actually, if y'all haven't watched that video yet, or if maybe it's not out yet, but as soon as it comes out, go check that out too, because I think these two issues really work hand in hand. You know, because Derek is talking a lot about being able to hear from the Holy Spirit personally in order to work through these emotional hurts and these pains from the past. And so if that's something that you have that question, like, well, if I can't hear from him personally, how am I supposed to fix these issues, right? I really feel like that other video is going to address some of those questions. So I do encourage you to go check it out.
Definitely, definitely. So key, so key. And so, so you hear the voice of God and he speaks the truth to it. And it's different when you hear God say it versus somebody else say it. Somebody else can say, God loves
you.
But when I hear God say, I love you, it's like a whole burden's been lifted. And that core belief, the root of what I've been believing changes. And when you change the root out on a plant, the whole tree changes and the fruit of it changes and everything changes, and an unhealthy tree becomes a healthy tree. And so the core beliefs kind of like that all alone, abandoned, not good enough, worthless, guilty, anything like that. And because Christ lives in us, I mean, we can't be those things, because if we're saying it about ourselves and Christ is in us and one with us, then we're saying it about him. So every thought becomes a we thought. We are good enough. Are we not able to do this? All that kind of stuff. And so really finding that identity in Christ and hearing his voice is so crucial in this stuff.
Wow. Yeah, that is just amazing. One last question I have for you, Derek, is I feel like there might be some people watching who, you know, they're hearing what you're saying, but yet there's this huge question in their minds. Like, what if I'm facing a lot of darkness right now? You know, like, what if I'm so steeped in this pain, and what if it's so real to me right now that, you know, as much as what you're saying sounds great, I just don't feel like I can get there.
Yeah. I'd say I've been there. I know what you're going through in a lot of ways. It might look a little different, but I remember telling God the same thing. It was, God, I don't know how much longer I can do this. I'm going to try and keep going, but I'm running out of fuel. And I was in that hopeless state. And I just want to encourage you that if we pursue Christ and we pursue our identity in him, and we learn about inner healing and allow him to speak to those things, and we allow him into those dark rooms to rearrange it and make it look like him, then freedom is possible. And sometimes it takes time. Sometimes it's immediate deliverance, which I obviously prefer. But sometimes it takes time. But every day, my days get lighter and lighter. I experience more and more freedom each day. And so
That's
it's
awesome.
Definitely possible in him. Yeah, and I just want to reiterate that it's not us trying to become something. It's us realizing that we've already become, and we're coming, our soul's coming into alignment with who we already are. And so it's all about that, realizing who we are in Christ and just allowing the lack lie to be broken down so that we can believe the truth and we can hear the truth. And Jesus is the truth.
So I do feel like I need to say this before we end. If you've been watching or listening to Derek and maybe you have this question in your mind, like, have I been made new in Christ? You know, maybe you're thinking, I don't even know what that means. I really do encourage you to go watch another video of mine. It's called God Thinks About You. And in this video, I just talk about the way that God sees you, what he wants to do through his son Jesus in your life, and how you can get there. So Derek, I just want to say thank you so much for joining me today. This has been awesome. I know I've learned a lot. I'm believing that that the Holy Spirit has been using this to touch people's hearts today. And before we go, if you just want to quickly remind us of the name of your YouTube channel and where people can get in contact with you at.
Yeah. So if you go to Hertz Life, you know, just search it in YouTube, you'll find me there. It's my last name, so it's spelled H-I-R-T-Z and then Life. And then I have an Instagram and social media, all that kind of stuff you can look for as well. But yeah, so it's pretty simple.
Awesome. Thanks again, Derek. Thank you all so much for watching this video. I really hope you enjoyed it. You can also find out more about my ministry at troyblackvideos.com. I love you all so much, and I'll see you next time.
You can connect with Troy Black on YouTube or Facebook. For more content from Troy Black, or to find out how you can support this ministry, visit troyblackvideos.com.